In your liner notes, you also made sure to mention your favorite music teacher. Is it Mr. Nix?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Who was he and what did he do for you?
Mr. Nix was in Alabama, in the county that we lived in, we had one music teacher that went around to all of the county schools. And every Friday, I remember, we would have music class with him. And he was just a kind-hearted, very, you know, spirited person. He introduced us to so much great music. And he was just really, really inspiring. And a couple years ago, he had cancer and he passed away. And it was just really important to us to kind of, you know, along with our parents and our congregation, he really instilled in us this real hunger, I think, for music.
Absolutely.
And so we were happy to mention him, and we think of him really often. So.
Well, and obviously, 3 years apart, you weren't in the music classes together.
No, but we did.
No, we both had him as a teacher.
We had him. We were fortunate.
I have read a few interviews with you in getting ready for this one, and you always manage to work in the singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile somehow.
Yes.
So I guess I'm bringing her up for you. First of all, what is her influence on you?
Huge.
Well,
go ahead, Laura.
Okay. One of my mom's sisters actually introduced me to her a few years back, and I just absolutely fell in love with her voice, and then I finally got to see her perform and got to meet her a couple times, and she was just so, I think that she does everything right, you know. I think her music is killer. She's an incredible songwriter. Her performances are spot on. She does not have an off day. I mean, she just blows my mind, and I've been inspired by her as a writer, as a singer, as a performer, in every way. And I think that I think we both, you know, identify with her. Mm-hmm. Her vocal range is kind of similar to both of ours. And I think she really does have a deep-seated love for traditional country music as well. I've watched a shocking amount of her interviews on YouTube. And I hope she doesn't ever hear this interview, because she will think I'm such a stalker. But yeah, she refers to a lot of the same people that we really love, you know, Loretta and Hank and everybody. And it's just, I love her dearly, and we're actually going to go on tour with her this summer, so that's kind of
a nice coda.
Yeah, we'll see. If
It'll
I don't
be an interesting conversation if it comes up.
Yeah, I'm going to try to act like I don't know who she is.